Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, this is Candy G here, and I am so happy to be here with you today. For those of you that haven't heard the show before or know anything about me, a little bit about me is I am an international leader in corporate and personal development. I'm also a speaker, talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News, New World Media. I'm also the originator of the Vision Program, which specializes in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results, absolutely extraordinary results. And, you know, a little bit about the radio show. You know, in this age of sound bites, nothing but good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for this radio show. Nothing but good news, new world media. The principles that you will hear from my guests and myself, they're all based on you living your own remarkable life. It's the reason that we do the magazine, the radio, the webinars, blogs, online presence, all the events, all the work that gets delivered through Candy G Enterprises. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I also want you to know that I'm a cast member of the upcoming movie The Journey, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldberg, Nick Halleck, Dr. Joe Rubino, Donna Melinda Boyer, and so many more amazing, amazing cast members. Now, the movie is premiering in December, as a matter of fact, December 9th, and tickets are on sale. So if you would like to join me on the red carpet, go to thejourneymovie.net or just to email me and I'll make sure that you get all that great information. Now, I'm very excited about today's guest, but before we get to our today's guest, I want to share with you today's G-note. What is a G-note? It is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-note simply reads, "Dear friend, cherish your visions and your dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements." One of my favorite quotes by the great Napoleon Hill. And if you'd like to get a G-note, you can simply go to my website, sign up for G-notes, and every morning I'll send you a little shot of inspiration, a little shot of motivation, something to think about to help keep yourself on track. So with that being said, let's talk about today's guest, and we're going to talk about getting unstuck and living with ease. Oh, this is so important. Now, for decades, author Judy Winkler, she felt unlovable. She experienced abuse, neglect, fear, and self-doubt. She faced inner dragons and demons, those old memories and feelings, and learned how to move through obstacles. She's got amazing techniques in her book, and her book is a compilation of those techniques that she uses to live with ease and now uses with her clients. She is a respected teacher, public speaker, counselor, and coach with more than 25 years of experience. I'm very excited and happy to welcome Judy Winkler to Nothing But Good News Radio.
It is such a joy to be with you. And, you know, as you spoke about what you stand for, it just made me smile from ear to ear to witness firsthand what you're doing to make a footprint on the planet. So I acknowledge you, Candy.
Oh, you know, I appreciate that. And what's really, you know, Judy, what's really cool is that, you know, I started this radio show. I've been on several different stations, and I'm here on The Biz, which I love, this radio station. They're amazing folks. I'm on The Biz twice a week from 3 to 4 on Mondays and Thursdays. And I started the radio probably about 8 years ago just as ancillary to my business, just so that there would be a place for folks to really hear the good stuff. They know once or twice a week, here's a place I know I can hear the good stuff. And it has been such a growing phenomenon that we have the radio, movies, other things have really come out of this nothing but good news persona. And it is a community resource. It is dedicated really to bringing folks good news. And what's very exciting out of that is that being recognized in this community, the American Business Women's Association, they're giving me this year the Spirit of Excellence Leader in Media Award. And I thought that it's so significant because of the fact that it's just telling the world people want good news. So thank you for that acknowledgement. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know,
so let's...
Go ahead.
Let's talk a little bit, let's talk a lot about you and what it is that you do, and give me a little bit more of your background that brought you to this place of helping folks get unstuck, and boy, do we need you, Judy.
Well, we all get stuck, and whether it's with technological problems, which come up in my face all the time because that is not my forte, but we all learn ways to get around that. But I think mostly my experiences come through hitting my head against brick walls and going through a lot of very painful experiences. And I look back now and see that really everything that I experienced, Candy, was gift, because it gave me something to give back into life to others. And people can relate to me because I'm just one of the folk. So it's all been good in retrospect.
You know, I love that you say that, and I believe the same way. As a matter of fact, I say to folks all the time, God gifted me with a very tough early life so I could learn what I've learned, so that I can share information that will make a difference. And I want you to know, just like you, I'm just one of the folks. You know what I mean? I'm just the girl next door, just so that you know. So it's exciting to hear you say that. So let's talk about some of your techniques to get unstuck.
What I've tried to do in the book is to create traction for people to shift from whatever is keeping them stuck, which in 99.99% of the cases is a way of thinking about something. And I call this the hamster wheel behavior, where you just say things to yourself over and over again, and they're generally not positive. So if we're thinking about a situation and feel stuck with whatever it is, we keep running that until we can have something to grab onto, traction, to shift that thought to another way of thinking. And what I've done in the book is create the traction by using an affirmation, which is a phrase that shifts from whatever old behavior you are thinking to something new, to open the door of possibility to see something through different eyes. And then the last thing I do is offer steps that people can actually take to start the change in motion.
And so, do you hear that music? That means we're heading off to our first commercial break. So, Judy, don't go anywhere, because we're going to get some great stuff from you for our great listening audience. This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. Candy G's here with Judy Winkler, and we are talking about getting unstuck and living with ease. And, I want to, before we get into some more of your techniques, I want to talk a little bit about your history. And I understand that you ran away from home at the age of 16 because of abuse and neglect. How did this experience help to create the person that you are today?
Well, I learned that if you run away from something, you take all the problems with you until you face them down, because I said and was as much a bully and a miserable creature to myself as the people around me were until I shifted that thought. And I also learned it's much better to run towards something than try to run away from something. And as I mentioned before, I did learn that all of the experiences I had, as hellish as they were in the moment, were true gifts to me.
And Judy, you just sound like the sweetest, kindest person. I can't imagine you being a bully.
Well, you know, when we bully ourselves, it's saying the miserable things to ourselves that people around said. I didn't mean an outward bully, although I think my sense of arrogance, in a way, was it was a dignified way of putting other people down, because I thought I was just, I acted like I was so superior and had it all and knew it all and was it all that nobody could begin to touch me. So it was kind of a reverse behavior that was mean-spirited and kept people away.
What were some of those thought processes that you said that you went in and changed? I mean, coming from a place of abuse and neglect, running away from home, what were some of those thought processes that kept you in a place of being stuck?
Well, you know, everything that I heard myself say, I put down on paper. And I'm not saying it was a one-day process, but if I behaved or thought something, if I behaved in a certain way and told myself something, I wrote it down. I asked myself, who told me this was so? Like, these are the rules of life that I'm living by. And who said that this is a rule? And I questioned each one, determining where I got it, and most of the beliefs about how to live life and how to think about myself were my own. So I decided to throw out the ones that weren't my own, that I didn't like, and start building the ones that I really stood for. So it was a slow formation, but it worked for me.
And so, and I understand that piece as well, being on my own. Boy, we could probably chat all afternoon. I've been on my own since I was 17, and it wasn't exactly the most encompassing, loving environment. And I was asked to leave. I was raised by relatives, and I was asked to leave. And I remember some of those thought processes that I had going on inside my own head were so self-defeating. That, you know, I wasn't good enough. I'd never have what other people had, and that, you know, what was wrong with me and all those things. I understand that piece, those inner dragons and those demons. And I also understand that when you can find ways to change that thinking, and you can, that extraordinary things happen. And I know that that's true. You know, how important today is it, do you think, to actually mentor our children?
Well, I think it's critically important, Candy. And what I have realized fairly recently, indeed, that we mentor people whether we mean to or not, because people are watching us all the time and seeing how we live. I recall when I was a little child, the man next door was an extraordinary gardener. He never spoke a word to me about gardening, but I watched him. And he taught me, without even knowing it, how to be a good steward to plants and when to prune and how to take care of plants lovingly. And I recognize from that incident that we're all watching people around us. So we're mentoring whether we want to or not. But if we're to actually mentor and take that commitment on, this is a great blessing in the lives of other people, because we give them a chance in a way to live again, to start their life over again in a new way.
So, in all the coaching that you do, what age group do you think really needs mentoring the most?
Well, I think the law says the earlier you start, the easier it is. But I think that anybody who is ready and open to change is the right candidate. I think it's an openness of heart. So even though a person cannot look like they fit the idea of who a good mentoree is, anybody with an open heart is just the perfect candidate.
So what is it about what you do when you coach folks that's different than other folks?
Well, there are two things I think that are different. First of all, they call bottom line Winkler. If there's a fast, easy way to do something, just ask me. I'll find it and use it. So, you know, I am kind of like the velvet boot. You know, I am gentle, but I do cut to the chase, and I encourage people to make the changes that they can make. So in that way, my coaching is affected by who I am. That's my natural style. But the other thing I think that's important is that I really want people to reach their goals, not mine, but theirs. And whatever that goal is, I will take someone's hand and walk with them until they reach that goal.
That's awesome. Really awesome. Good stuff. And I can just tell by your tone of voice and the way that you manage the questions, that you have a very special way with folks. I just want you to know. I've got that.
It makes me smile to hear that.
I can hear it. Oh, I can hear it. It's awesome. You know, I interview a lot of folks, Judy. You know, I talk to a lot of folks, and I'm going, all right, here is – I actually had a couple of folks email me today that saw you were going to be on the radio show, and it was like, she's great. She's great. She's wonderful. So just so that you know, people are saying good things about you out there.
Well, thank you. That's very
nice. You're welcome. But, you know, I want to ask you a question. I know that there was a time when you struggled with an addiction to food. Now, I would imagine that being in a place of learning how to maneuver through those inner dragons and demons, that's a place where a lot of folks create addiction. And it seems as though yours was food. What helped you? How did you get through that piece?
Well, I turned to Overeaters Anonymous because I just threw my hands up in the air and just could not make a shift in my own thinking. And I think whatever program you enroll in, if it changes the way you've been in your thoughts and in your behavior, it's a good thing. And I think the great thing for me was that it was the sense of surrender, that there was something greater than I was that would take over and help me through this, because I was totally helpless, and I just could not stop eating the amount of food that I ate. And even though I know addiction comes from trying to soothe the pain, we all turn to whatever it is that's soothing, because who wants to sit in pain forever and ever? So it was a great program for me, and I know there are far more effective programs out now for handling the management of food intake. But it worked for me at the time.
You know, I was unaware that there was Overeaters Anonymous.
Yes.
That's a pretty awesome thing.
Yes.
You know, very awesome. So we'll give Overeaters Anonymous a plug today, because I know that the whole food binging eating thing is a big, big problem for a lot of folks, a lot of folks. That another big thing today, which is huge, it seems like everybody I talk to today, what I'm hearing is, I'm tired. Oh, I'm so tired. I don't have enough time. I'm so tired. What's your personal conversation on our fatigue epidemic?
Well, I think that we are trying to be people that we're not. We want to be, you know, perfect dads and the ideal employee and an A student and the soccer mom and super people. And it's our expectations are unrealistic. So we're trying to be somebody we're not. So, and as a result, we're not listening to our body. So when our bodies say, whoa, I need a rest, we say, I got to be super person and keep on. So we don't listen to our bodies, and we're trying to be someone we're not. And the other thing that I think is huge is that we're doing things we resist. You know, when you're having a miserable time and you tell yourself, oh, this is so hard, I hate doing this, I can't wait till it's over, it's exhausting. But when you do what you love, you forget to eat, you forget to go to sleep, and then when you're finished, you jump up and do the happy dance because you're so energized. So I think a lot of it has to do with doing what you love and looking at what your resistance is doing, because when we say we don't like something, it gets very difficult. So I always admire, you know, the mom with the six kids whose car breaks down on the freeway, who's able to make a game out of the situation, and everybody's happy because they're taking the situation and making something good from it. So it's kind of like using that energy in a positive way.
Oh, and that's awesome. And, you know, it's funny, when you were talking about so excited about what you're doing that don't eat all day long, and at the end of the day, even though you haven't eaten, you stand up and do the happy dance. And I was thinking, you must have been talking to my employees. So I go all day long, and I will forget to eat, and I'll have 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll have somebody going, can we please have lunch now? And I'm like, sorry, I forgot. I was busy. So I think that there is a lot of truth in that. But, you know, the other piece that I want to add into that energizing thing is that I think that people don't realize that if they do things like meditate every day, they'll be more energized. And if they do things like not eat processed food, you know, people get in such a hurry, they snatch and grab something that's processed, and it's so not good for them and their energy. You know, it was interesting. I just happened to be speaking to somebody yesterday, just chatting. I had stopped at a local restaurant to grab dinner, and there was somebody sitting next to me, and I was chatting with her, and she was talking about food allergies and how she figured it out a year ago. And she said, but what it's forced me to do is that, she goes, I eat so well now that, she goes, I'm just full of energy all the time. And so I think a lot of people don't realize that what you put into your body also helps to fuel the machine and makes it run better. So I would suggest you put in high test, you know, that good stuff. You hear that music again, Judy? That means we are heading off to our next commercial break. This is such great information. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Welcome back. And this really is nothing but good news. Here with my special guest today, Judy Winkler. And, you know, you talk about our one great desire in life, and that is the one for most folks. And what is that one?
I didn't understand what your question was.
Oh, our one great desire in life. What is, like, one of our most important things?
I think basically it's to love and to be loved. And I think deeper than that, it's for people to get who we are, to be understood as we are, to be authentically who we are and to be recognized for that. So I think that is a deep, deep one.
You know what's interesting is I do a lot of speaking events, and I have a training that I built based on 30 years of study. And one of the questions that I ask during my two-day event is, I always ask folks, what is that one thing about you that lives inside your heart that you really want others to know? So, for instance, for me, if you were to ask that question, I would say, what I really want you to know about me is that I do what I do because I have seen how remarkable life can be, and that I want everyone that I can touch to learn how remarkable life can be. That is one of the most important pieces for me. So if I were to ask you that question, what's the one thing that you would like folks, really like folks, to know about Judy?
I think very often we're asked a question that is similar. I think what I would put on my tombstone, if I had a tombstone, would she got who I was, she was gentle, and she was kind. I think that's the legacy I'd like to leave. But I think as far as my life work goes, I really do want to touch every single person and bless them in a way where they feel that they can be more than they are and that they don't have to stay stuck, that there's hope for them.
You know, and you talk about your, you know, our great desire is to be love, to love and to be loved in return. And you talk a lot about affirmations in your book. What are some of the affirmations that listeners can use to ensure that love is in their hearts?
Well, I would start out with an affirmation that says, "The love of God flows through me. Therefore, I am loved, I am lovable, and I am loving." So it just kind of shifts the thinking about there's not enough love for me and there's not enough love from me. So it just it's a way of turning it around to feeling that your first love, so you're filled with it, and that you are capable of being loved, and you are therefore loving.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's so important that we have positive, productive self-talk. And so when you talk about marriages and a lot of the marriages that end in divorce, what is the number one thing that couples need to do in order for the relationship to last?
Well, I will tell you something that could change the course of someone's life. I would say for all couples, number one, write two lists. The first list is write down everything in detail that makes you feel happy, safe, and secure. And the second list is the deal breakers, the things that if your partner does, you will pack your bag and leave without any question whatsoever. And exchange these lists with each other and talk about them, because that builds the parameter of the relationship. Everything within that you can negotiate. It's so simple if people will do it.
Right, that's a very awesome suggestion, a great suggestion. Really, it's good, such good stuff.
There are couples who the wife loves candy, but the husband doesn't get that, and he keeps bringing her flowers, and she just dumps them. She wants chocolate. So if you tell somebody what makes you happy, safe, and secure, and chocolate is on your list, then he'll remember that and when holidays come along or just to be acknowledging someone. So
it's such an important point that you bring up, because a lot of folks sit back and they will wait for their partner to guess it or get it right. And, you know, if you have the list there, it makes it nice and easy.
It makes it so easy, and you get your needs met, and the other person doesn't feel that they have to guess. You know, you're giving someone enough information so they can choose wisely to make you happy, because we just want to make each other happy, I think, in relationship.
And, you know, that's the truth. You know, without a doubt, that's the truth. You know, and I want to move from marriage and divorce, and I want to go back to kids a little bit. Mm-hmm. And especially young girls. And so many of them have such negative self-esteem and negative self-worth. And, you know, I believe, like you believe, that it's due to the media's portrayal of women. What are your top, what would you say to those young women to help improve their self-esteem and self-image?
Well, it would be awfully nice if they had models around them that they were proud of to emulate. However, with the absence of that, I would say to young people to realize that they are just as God created them. They are supposed to be the way they are. So get familiar with who you are, because that's your package. And then I would say to them to say over and over again that I will be the best me that I could be, not someone else, but me. And the third thing is for them to start saying that God is doing great things through me that nobody else can do. So they get a sense of their destiny.
It's kind of like, I am now at this moment all that I need to be.
Yes, yes, yes. I like that.
Right now, in this instant. You know, I have to tell you that I am a very, very proud mom. I was a single mom for many, many, many years. I very fortunately, 6 years ago, married the great love of my life. And we collectively have three children. But my youngest, who's a sophomore in college right now, she is such an amazing, amazing young lady. Because I always, no matter what happened, even if I got angry at her, I always told her, no matter what, is that I love you the most and that people are more important than things. And always helped to instill these conversations inside her head. And she, it was her and I for a long time against the world. So she knows what it's like to not have. And she knows what it's like to have. And she doesn't take advantage of it in any way, shape, or form. But I was very proud of her yesterday. Or maybe it was the day before. I was meeting with someone. We've decided to adopt a family for Christmas. And so I called her because the Adopt-A-Family program is where you have folks that can't afford to have a holiday, and you buy their presents and get them presents. And you do this through a legal aid organization down here. And so we've decided to adopt a family. And I called her, and I asked her what kind of family she wanted to adopt, because she's going to help me go shopping for the family. And she, you know, Judy, I tell you what, I am so proud of this young lady. She says, Mom, the one that needs us the most.
Oh.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, incredible is right. You must be proud, my word.
I am so proud of her. And people say to me all the time, they say, you know, Candy G, you've done such a great job with your daughter, but the truth is, there's so much I've learned from her. I can't take all the credit. When she was 4 years old, and we were on our own from the time she was 4 months old, and I was a single parent for almost 12 years. And she was 4 years old, Judy. She popped out of bed, and those big, round, wide eyes, and she looked at me, and she said, Mom, she had just woken up, and she said, Mom, God just told me why he sent me. She had just woken up from a dream, and I said, why did God send you? And she looked at me as serious as could be, and she said, to keep an eye on you. And she turned around and walked away. I believe that's the truth.
Fabulous. Oh, I'm going to remember that one for a long time. That is great.
Yeah, it's just very, very fun. I believe it, and I believe it's the truth, you know. You know, it's interesting, and also what goes on, you know, children and children's problems and even adults. I'm going to look at this thing about friendship. Like, friendship is something that's supposed to last forever, and maintaining those healthy friendships is very, very important, and keeping strong connections with your family. But there are oftentimes instances when friends get overbearing, staying at home, you don't feel welcome. I mean, there are so many situations that where you feel used or taken advantage of. What is one of the best ways to voice an opinion about a failing friendship without ending it for good?
I think it's very much the same as what I suggest people in relationship do, and that's tell people up what your needs and desires are, and there are no misunderstandings that way. Your friends know I'm the most wonderful hostess for 3 days, but that's it. That's my limit, and I just love museums for 20 minutes. But beyond that, I don't require that of me. So if somebody knows who you are up front, then they can work around it. And again, it's such an easy, simple thing to do if people are willing just to be honest and up front in a loving way. Because then your friends can work around you and with you and do the things that you love to do and skip the things you don't. And as far
you know,
as
you're talking about managing expectations.
Yes.
So, you know, it's interesting. My husband and I just got back from a business trip in London. We were gone for 8 days. And it was interesting. I hear you talk about that because I happen to love museums. And there was a Gauguin exhibit in London, and my husband wanted to go to the Royal Air Force Museum to go see the airplane. So it became a very easy negotiation. So there's also that negotiating piece. It's like, I will be happy to go and look at all the airplanes you want if you will come and look at this exhibit with me. So,
right. Or we decide to go separately and we'll meet for something wonderful afterwards.
Exactly. It's all on negotiation and managing expectations. I think it's just great. I think it's great advice for folks. You know, it's interesting, and I know that it's a big thing today. Having, for me, a big conversation when I talk to folks about not watching negative news. It's one of the reasons I do nothing but good news. That's why I do nothing but good news radio, and I do nothing but good news magazine, because I want folks to really begin to get the idea of staying away from this absolute bombardment of 24/7 negative news, the images and the behaviors. And I think a lot of folks don't understand how it affects them. And I'm always telling people, turn off your TV and listen to nothing but good news radio. But how do you talk to folks about ignoring the bombardment of, and I mean bombardment of negativity?
Well, I'm going to refer what you said earlier about making good food choices to take in, because you honor your body and it gives you what you need. And the same thing with keeping negativity out. And I tell students of mine to imagine that you're in a remote cabin and there are a pack of wolves howling and clawing at the front door. You don't swing open the door and say, come on in, I've got dinner here for you, spend the night. You know, you keep that door bolted shut, and yet we allow things to come into our minds that are more vicious than we can imagine. So when something comes to me that is upsetting and negative, the first thing I ask myself, is there anything I personally can or am willing to do to make a change? And sometimes the change requires to bless myself and bless the situation. Sometimes it's to write a letter. Sometimes it's to make a statement or to be an example of what not to do in the world. But if I can't do anything or choose not to do anything physically for what I'm hearing, I always send a blessing where to all the people involved, because things are out of balance for this craziness to happen. So I just send blessings and love and trust that things are going to be better without my adding to all of this upset. And I think each of us has the responsibility of being the voice of reason. So when people are hysterical and upset over what's going around and want to talk about it and magnify it, I don't think that's healthy. I think we need the voice of reason to say, you know, this is not how I see it, and let's have hope and let's see the bright side of things. Let's look at it differently and see what you can do to make the change that you want in the world.
That was right up on that commercial break. And you know what? So true, so true, so true. Be the change you want to see. Candy G here and Judy Winkler, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we are here with Judy Winkler, and we're talking about her book, Get Unstuck and Live with Ease, and that you have simple five-minute steps that can actually change your life. Are we talking 5 minutes a day? Are we talking 5 minutes? What are we talking about?
If you're a speed reader, it'd be 2 minutes. It really is so simple. It is so simple. I think easy comes from a willingness to make a change, but I'm not requiring anything of anybody that's difficult. It is very simple.
That's awesome. So do we have can we have another technique that we can share with the listening audience?
Well, one of the ways to get unstuck is to ask yourself what I call some of the hard questions. And it might be something as simple as, if you have a belief about something, just ask yourself, is this really, really true? You know, Byron Katie came up with the questions that are very effective, and I use some that are similar to that. And is it true? Can I really know it's true? And how would I feel if I changed my thinking about this? And who would I be if I changed my thinking? So it's just whatever we can use to create traction. You know, the great mystic Rumi said, there is a field beyond right and wrong. I'll meet you there. And I think that the philosophy of going to a neutral place in your mind is another way to get traction. Because all of us want to be right in what we're doing and thinking and saying. And to entertain the possibility that everybody is right means that you have to move to a neutral place. So that saying, there's a field beyond right and wrong, I'll meet you there, really implies that you take on a neutral stance so you can see things and be different in the way you relate to people and things.
Beautifully, beautifully said. Judy, how can folks find you and your book?
Well, you can get the book at Amazon.com online. You can also get it from Barnes & Noble online. And they can go to my website, which is CoachJudyWinkler.com. And I'll be glad to personalize it if you want to order it there. They can also get 15 minutes of free coaching if they go to my website. And I'm really here to help everybody live a life of ease. So just use me. For that I was born.
Okay, so get unstuck, use Judy, and get the book. Hey, this is Candy G. I am so happy that you stopped by today and was part of Nothing But Good News Radio.
It was such a joy to me. I'm smiling from ear to ear. It was really a pleasure being with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll talk again soon, Judy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so I have another guest that we're going to talk to for a few minutes, and I'm so excited to talk to her because she is a passionate accountant. Oh, just listen up. Julie Smiles is committed to providing you with the most entertaining and educational financial literacy training possible. Her edutaining keynotes, seminars, and workshops energize audiences to grasp more information in a few hours than months of traditional accounting courses. She creates a lighthearted, non-threatening, and supportive environment which enables audiences to learn the essential information they need to succeed in their businesses and their organizations. We so need you, Julie, and I can't wait to hear you speak. Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you, Candy. How are you?
You know, I am so good, and I'm so excited that you and I are going to be doing an event together in just a little over a week here.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a delight on the 13th, definitely.
Definitely. It's going to be on the 13th, and it's going to be located. Do you have that information right in front of you?
Absolutely. The Wyndham Garden in Boca Raton, Florida, just on the west side of I-95 and Glades Road.
Okay, awesome. And we'll mention that again. But tell us a little bit about you and how you became the passionate accountant. I mean, I just love the idea behind this.
You mean you've never heard of a passionate accountant? Come on.
I want to tell you yes, but I can't.
I know, but you can't. No, that's fine. The fact is, I am who I am, and I know that I'm just passionate about everything. You put anything in front of me, and I just love life and enjoy you know, every moment. And I actually just met with another woman who said what you said. Wow, I've never known anyone who's so excited about accounting. And then to think that you would try to make it fun, I've never heard of that. So, I mean, I'm a specialist. You know, I've been a CPA for over a decade. I love teaching. I'm also an accounting professor on the side. I have this specialty, and if I can make accounting approachable and accessible to the masses, I mean, just to anyone who needs it, which I think what you just said is everyone, then I'm happy to do it, and so excited, and just seeing you'll see on Saturday that it is a passion of mine.
I really am very, very, very excited about hearing you speak. And one of the things that I know is this financial piece is the piece that people just shy away from. It's kind of like, let me just put blinders on. Oh, you know, I know you know better than I do. Let me just blinders on and not pay attention to how much I'm charging or how much I'm not saving or what the future is going to look like or all those things that we need to do to have real financial stability.
Right.
So it really does amaze me.
Well,
so,
and generally speaking, yeah, I mean, some of the reasons that women shy away from financial matters is, I mean, one, it's black and white and it's dark and it's cold and that doesn't interest me at all. They're just numbers on a page, you know. And then there's the other one that's, oh, my goodness, talk about money. It's so dirty. No, I couldn't possibly. But it's not dirty, and it's time to talk about it. So,
and it is time to talk about it. I mean, right. I absolutely, absolutely agree. So give us a little taste of what we're going to get on Saturday the 13th.
Okay. Well, in order to combat these two, you know, problems we just talked about why women might shy away from money is, well, first of all, to combat the evil black and white, I bring in some color, right? So I bring in green, which is the color of money. I bring in yellow or gold, right? It's the color of gold. And I bring in purple, which is the color of royalty. And we all want to be queens for a day, right? So,
not just a day.
Right, queens for a day. Well, not just a day. Queens for the rest of our lives, right? So, you know, by doing that, I make the financial statements come alive. And that if you're running a business, you need to keep your financial statements, okay? If you're running a household, I would really like to strongly encourage you to keep a set of financial statements so you know what you just said, what you're charging, right? How much you're spending on your nails and hair each month. Let's be realistic, right? And then, so we always bring in color, okay? So color is critical. But beyond that, we're actually going to talk about finances. Just like I could take up, you know, hours and hours of your time, what you'll see from me on the 13th at the Wealthy and Wise workshop is I'm actually not going to talk very much. I'm going to facilitate the conversations that the women need to have. They need to be able to communicate in this language of business, which is accounting, right? So we're going to bring up some myths, right? Some current understandings of what they're thinking assets might be, what they're thinking liabilities might be. What does equity really mean? What is that weird word with a Q in it? What in the world? Right? They're absolutely going to have the opportunity to talk. And together, we're going to work out what's the right answer. What's the great place to be? Okay. This is what I think we really need. We have to figure out how to share with each other, talk about finances, learn from each other, and then support each other in this positive, like, welcoming, well, and as I like to say, an edutaining environment. Because people learn more and grasp more information when they're having a good time. And they will. They're just going to have such a wonderful time. It's going to be so comfortable. And I'm just really looking forward to it. Any opportunity I have to give this piece of my little world of understanding to anyone else, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to do that. So, looking forward to it.
I will tell you, I'm very excited about this event. This is a part of a group of events called the Total Women. Oh, did you hear that music? I hear music in the background. Hey, that's my cue. I got to go to commercial break. Julie, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need help shipping, AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G along with Julie, the passionate accountant. I love that. And, you know, talking about this event that we're both going to be speaking at, I don't have an opportunity to do a lot of public events because I do a lot of corporate work and I travel a lot. And this series, the Total Woman Signature Series, I love being a part of because they are always very wonderfully done, put together, always great speakers and great information. There will be four speakers at this event. It will be yourself, myself, will be Dr. Priscilla Marotta, mm-hmm. and Glenn Turner from Merrill Lynch. And so I'm very excited because I think it's going to be a great day with some incredible information. Some of the things that you will be experiencing that day is you'll get to rub shoulders with us four experts, and we're all experts in our own field, connect and network with other successful like-minded women, boost confidence, discover the prerequisite for abundant wealth, create your own vision card to help you realize your dreams, enhance your fiscal savvy, learn proven wealth creation and preservation strategies from the best, so important, explore the pathway to powerful, balanced living, and finally, to get a grip on your accounting with proven, no-fear, colorful accounting system for today's busy women. So excited to hear what it is you have to say. But I also want you to know that at this event, there'll be a healthy sit-down luncheon. There will be a pampering beauty pavilion hosted by Mary Kay and Young Living Essential Oils. There'll be prizes, free books, free fine dining gift certificates, free coaching sessions, valuable goodie bags. These workshops are very unique and really wonderful. So I would encourage you to go to totalwoman.us and register, and I would love to see all of you out there. So, you know, Julie, I would like to know who's your best clients. I mean, who do you look for as clients, I should say? Businesses, individuals?
Right. Definitely one of my best clients would be the small business owner who got into a business because they were passionate about their primary business and kind of forgot about the finances. So I'd be happy to work with them and train them on what they may otherwise outsource with a blind eye to one of my beloved industry folk, and just trust, and again, to repeat myself, blindly, that their accountant will do them, you know, just as well as, you know, their mother or father might. But the truth of the matter is that we can't trust that blindly anymore, and we need to know what's going on with our finances. So whether we're outsourcing, which is great, to another specialist, I'm happy for you to do that, but you need to be able to check and be apprised of what's going on and be able to understand what's going on. So if I can just tie in something that your previous speaker said, she said, how would I feel if I changed my thinking about this? And the fact is, and the good news is, sort of, that we can. And on the 13th, we're going to be able to change our thinking about accounting and about finances and about how to run our business, and we'll actually be very happy that we've done that.
I think that a lot of people don't understand how extraordinary it feels when you have such a handle on your finances that you know what you've got, where you've got, what's coming in, what's going out, what you need to do, watching it grow. I've been in business for myself for a long time and have been down the road of figuring out how to have all these bits and pieces and parts in place. And it's a very, very important part. But not only that, and I have to tell you, I am that person that doesn't love looking at, you know, the numbers, I will tell you.
You and a million or billion others, absolutely.
But I like this color thing. This is a good thing. But I will tell you that I do look at them, and I look at them all the time. And I'm always looking at what we need to do to grow and all of these other things. And so it is such an important piece to have somebody that can help you keep a handle on this. I don't do all the numbers myself. I have somebody who comes in and helps me do a lot of stuff and keeps track of me to make sure that I'm keeping track of what I need to keep track of. And to have someone not only to mentor you, but to be that partner, and then to be passionate about it to boot, I don't know what more you could ask for.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
So I so appreciate you stopping by so that you can help share what we're going to be doing at the Wealthy and Wise event. Again, go to totalwoman.us and register. You just need to come on out there. We are just going to have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. So we have about 2 minutes before we're off the air. What would you like to leave with the listening audience since I have you here?
Well, thank you. I just want to reiterate, and I'm not a fear factor type person, but I just left a networking event and heard two more stories about women who had turned their lives over to a trusted partner, be it in business or in life, and, you know, thinking both their emotions that everything was going to go wonderfully when all of a sudden, you know, a couple decades down the road, their entire world was turned upside down, and they did not know what to do, what was up, what was down. And that, it doesn't happen in all cases. That's what I'm saying. I don't mean to make this fearful. It doesn't happen in all cases. But the fact that it happened at all is unacceptable. So that's why I think everybody should come out and let me, you know, let us work together. We're all going to be there. We're all going to be there for the same purpose. It's about education. It's about empowerment. It's just about comprehension and confidence. So that's what I just want to reiterate that for folks. Yeah.
And it's so important. And I think throwing in a little bit of fear factor is okay. It's like,
I'm sorry, but it's not entertaining though. But like,
it's all right. That piece is okay. I'm just letting you know. Hey, I'll be there speaking about the alchemy of a vision, and I will give you extraordinary tips and tools to help create the life of your dreams, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And now I know, since I've had Julie on this show, it's going to be even more fun than I imagined. Julie, thanks for stopping by. This has been Nothing But Good News Radio every Monday and Thursday here on The Biz from 3 to 4. Now, remember what I want you to do. Get on out there. Live life like you mean it, okay? Bye for now. Thank you.